Littman Crooks.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Littman Crooks podcast. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of the show, and today our guest is Christine Fitzgerald, who is the communications director of the Pegasus Therapeutic Riding Center. Christine, hello.
Hi, how are you?
It's so nice to have you on the show. And I guess Pegasus Riding Center is generally a program for people with special needs?
Yes, that's true. We have expanded our programming over the last few years, but it was founded as a program for people with special needs, and most of our participants are people with special needs.
And tell me what they do when they go to the program.
We have several different programs, and depending on the needs of the person, we either do a combination of programs or we pick one or the other. We have a therapeutic riding program in which we teach traditional English riding, and it's in an environment that is meant to be therapeutic for people with special needs. So the activities and the level of ability is tailored to the person who is participating. We also have an unmounted program called Horses and Me, and they do things like grooming the horses. They learn about horse nutrition. They learn about horse behavior. It's very socially interactive, and it's really a lot of fun. We have a program for people who are at risk, and that's called the WINGS program, and that's a combination of both the riding and Horses and Me. And we have a program called Pegasus Patriots, which is for veterans, and that's also a combination.
Now, what is it about horseback riding that is so attractive to people with special needs?
That's a great question. Horseback riding is physically therapeutic for one very basic reason and several other reasons. The basic reason is that a horse has a very similar gait to a human, and when a human is riding a horse, the motion of the horse is very much like a human walking. So for someone with a physical challenge, it's actually helping the muscle groups that they would use when they were walking and moving on their own. So the horse is sort of forming part of a team, the horse and the human. There are a lot of social benefits in that it's a group activity. And also the person communicates with the horse, and horses are nonverbal. So it's very interesting to learn how to communicate with a horse. You have to work a little bit harder, but it's very rewarding when you do. And there are many emotional benefits in terms of self-esteem. Someone who maybe is not able to participate in typical sports activities can be very good at horseback riding, even if they have special needs. And it really is empowering to anyone riding a horse, especially a person who is restricted to certain activities.
What kind of challenges do the instructors and the volunteers face in working with kids with special needs and getting them to be comfortable on a horse and actually letting the horse run and trot?
What we try to do is allow the participant to take their time to feel comfortable with what they're doing. And that could range from something as simple as putting on a helmet to be able to ride, as getting used to working with a large animal, the physicality. We have riders who are visually impaired, and they need to be able to trust the horse to ride the horse, and it's pretty amazing to watch someone who's visually impaired ride a horse. There's a lot of balance involved, so we work with each individual to get comfortable and learn the proper riding technique to be balanced. We have volunteers, depending on the ability level of the rider, we either have one person leading the horse and two people doing what's called sidewalking. They're next to the rider on either side of the horse, assisting as needed. But we also have riders who only need a leader or who don't need anybody, and they can ride independently.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. This is the Littman Crooks podcast series. Our guest today is Christine Fitzgerald, who's the communications director of Pegasus Therapeutic Riding Center. And we've been speaking about the benefits of horseback riding and the interaction with horses for people and all people, people with special needs in particular. Christine, is there an age limit or a minimum in terms of who's eligible to participate?
You need to be at least 4 years old to participate. That's for safety reasons. But we have participants who start at 4 years old and go up into well into adulthood, and we also serve senior citizens. In the unmounted programs, it's less of an issue, but just in general, we start at age 4.
So the child doesn't cap out at any age?
That's correct.
And are these programs funded in part by grants from the government, or is it all private pay?
It's all privately funded. About 90% of our budget is funded through community support and grants and foundations. And we do charge roughly $50 per session. It's on a sliding scale if we do have families who need some assistance. And we always do our best to supplement what we can by seeking grants for particular things like the WINGS program or Pegasus Patriots. So we definitely do our best to work with someone to make sure that they get the services they need.
So the participants don't need to be on a Medicaid waiver or otherwise be eligible for government benefit programs?
Correct. We do everything through private funding and through a fee for the session.
And how do you get the word out to people?
We have a website which has a lot of information about our programs, and that's PegasusTR.org. And we also have a Facebook page and a Twitter feed. And the Facebook page has lots of up-to-the-minute photos and information about different things going on. So it gives a real flavor for what might be happening on any given day at Pegasus, which changes each day. We have a lot of different programs going on.
And are the programs year-round?
Yes, they are. We are just starting this year to invite participants to ride in the wintertime. We typically only do the Horses and Me and Wings and Pegasus Patriots programs because of the weather, but we're offering riding this year to see if anyone is interested in doing that. Other than that, we have our spring session generally is 12 weeks, our summer session generally is 6 weeks, and the fall session is generally 12 weeks.
Sounds like a full plate.
It is. It's really amazing to watch. There's always something interesting going on, and there are so many personal stories of success, which is really what we're about.
Yeah, I've seen the kids' faces who ride. It truly is remarkable, and it's unbelievable what it does for the self-esteem.
Yeah, I would say that across the board, that is the greatest benefit, is to just allow each participant to feel like a champion, and they should.
Now, how do you find the horses? Where do they come from?
They come from a variety of different places. Most of them have had a career before they come to Pegasus. And the job of a therapeutic riding horse is very different from other horse positions, I guess, jobs that they do. So we need to screen very carefully for temperament and soundness. And we look at a lot of horses and have them here on trial, and only a handful of them actually are kept for program. And then once they're here, they go through an intensive training process, and we're constantly checking in with them to make sure that they're sound and they're happy and that they're engaged in the work that they're doing.
Are there different personalities of the horses, and do you try to match those to the particular rider?
There are a lot of different personalities. We have at Pegasus Farm, which is our main chapter in Brewster, we have at the moment about 15 horses, and they are as individual as people. What we do when we match them with participants is we match them for size, which is the obvious thing. We need to have the right size horse or pony with the person. But we also concentrate on what the movement of the horse is. Some participants benefit from a horse with a very bouncy or choppy gait, and some participants benefit better from a very smooth gait. So our clinical coordinator, Marnie Mansfield, who's also an occupational therapist, spends a lot of time with the equine team deciding which horse would benefit which participant. It's a big puzzle that they put together.
Now, this program wouldn't be possible without volunteers. Tell me how you find the volunteers, why a typically developing teenager might be interested in doing this, and what their role is in the program.
Yes, we absolutely could not do what we do without volunteers. At any given time, we have 200 to 300 active volunteers helping us at our four chapters. Many of them are teens. Some are participating to fulfill a community service requirement or if they're part of a club. A lot of them ride themselves, and they have a love for horses. Some want to work in the barn. Some want to work with participants, and some want to do both. Some would like to work with special events. We would be happy to have anyone who's interested. You don't need to have prior horse experience. We will teach you what you need to know. If you have prior horse experience, you would most likely be paired in a program position quickly because you know your way around a horse. And if you're interested in doing something because you're studying psychology or child development, we do our best to match you up with an activity that's going to benefit you as well.
So the person doesn't necessarily have to have experience in dealing with kids with special needs?
No, they don't. We have a 3-hour volunteer orientation, which covers everything from how to work with horses to how to work with people with special needs.
And how did this program get started?
Back in the 1970s, there was a group of women in Fairfield County, and they went over to Europe, and they saw therapeutic riding. It was more prevalent there than in the States at the time, and they realized that there was a real need for it here. So they came back to Fairfield County, and they organized the first Pegasus chapter, which was at Oxbridge Hunt Club in Darien. And they had about six students. They were working with Easter seals at the time. And that's how it got started. It was a huge success, and it just grew from there.
Now, how many locations are there?
We have four locations at the moment. We're in Greenwich, Pleasantville, Darien, and our main chapter in Brewster is a farm that we purchased in 2008. So we run program here at Pegasus Farm in Brewster 6 days a week, and the other chapters run 1 or 2 days a week at privately owned farms, and they're very gracious to allow us to use their facility and their horses.
So the kids here in the greater New York metropolitan area are quite fortunate to have four different sites to be able to participate in these activities.
Yes, we're really grateful to have such a wide area to coverage. We have about 90 towns that our participants come from, so we are covering a pretty large area.
Do you guys hold fundraisers, golf outings, dinner galas?
We do hold special events. Our largest fundraising event of the year is tied to our horse show. We have an annual horse show in May, and it's similar to the Special Olympics in that our participants get to compete and they win ribbons for a part of their training that they're demonstrating that they've done well, and we do a lot of fundraising around the horse show every year.
And that's important in terms of being able to keep the programs going?
Yes, definitely. Very little of our income every year actually comes from the fees that we charge for programs. We rely very heavily on community support who believe in our mission to help us with the funding so that more people with special needs can ride.
Our guest is Christine Fitzgerald, the Communications Director for Pegasus Therapeutic Riding Center. And I guess, Christine, I would just close and ask if you have any final thoughts that you'd want to communicate to our listeners.
If anyone knows of anyone who could benefit from our services, or if you're interested in supporting us through a gift or by volunteering, by all means contact us. We love to have as many people participating as we can, and if you have a love of people with special needs, people in general, or horses, then Pegasus is the place to be.
And what's the best way to get in touch with you?
If you get in touch with us through our website, we have a contact us page, and it's at pegasustr.org.
Pegasuspr.org.
Pegasus, T as in therapeutic, R as in riding, .org.
Pegasustr.org.
Correct.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm with the law firm Littman Crooks. You can learn more about us online at littmancrooks.com or connect with us via social media on Facebook or Twitter. Our guest today has been Christine Fitzgerald, the Communications Director of Pegasus Therapeutic Riding Center. And Christine, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity to spread the word about our program.
Until next time, have a nice day, everybody.